2013's share of bad movies is in keeping with Hollywood's long history of producing schlock. Comedian Dana Gould is host of the podcast The Dana Gould Hour and an unapologetic fan of B-movies, or worse. Here he is with the story of one of the genre's great stars who bore the heavy mantle of a famous name.
Here's a manly thing that I don't get. Giving your son your name and then making him add Junior to the end of it. Just a simple, easy way of ensuring your child go through their entire life feeling that they are, at best, nothing more than a lesser version of you. Think about the life sentence that is the name Frank Sinatra Jr. How is that anything other than child abuse? It's as if John Lennon made his son perform in a band, but he forced them to call themselves the Other Beatles. Good luck, guys. Now, there is one famous junior who wanted nothing to do with his father's name. In fact, he wasn't even born with it. He was forced to take it later in life just to put food on the table. Lon Chaney Jr., the star of the original The Wolfman. He was born Creighton Tull Chaney. Now, he was the son of Lon Chaney, who we will now call Lon Chaney Sr., who was known across the globe in the 1920s as the Man of a Thousand Faces. Lon Chaney Sr. was one of the biggest movie stars of the silent era. So famous, in fact, that when he died in 1930, his passing did not just make the front page of the New York Times. It was the headline. Creighton Tull Chaney had some daddy issues, believe you me. In fact, he didn't even think about going into acting until after his dad was safe in the ground. The name Junior didn't come until studio heads at Universal convinced him that after years of struggling as Creighton, he could increase his income by about 1,000,000% by changing his name to his dad's. So he did, around 1935. And he never forgave himself. Despite scoring a pretty big win as the simpleton Lenny in 1939's Of Mice and Men with Burgess Meredith, Lon Jr. spent his early career giving uninspired performances in uninspired westerns. Unlike his father, who was a flamboyant theatrical artiste, Lon Jr. fancied himself just a regular Joe, a ham and egger. He liked nothing more than drinking. This might not have helped his liver much, but it did lead to the performance that would define his career. In 1941, Lon Chaney Jr. won the role of Larry Talbot, otherwise known to the world as the Wolfman. And he gave the role a sense of emotional heft that towered over any other performance he would ever give. Larry Talbot knew that when the moon was full, he was powerless over his actions, and he would wake up the next morning in disheveled clothes, not knowing what he did or where he'd been. For Lon, who waged a lifelong battle with very real liquid demons, the role fit him like a beer koozie. Now, when I was a kid, the Wolfman was my favorite monster. You see, unlike Godzilla or Frankenstein or even King Kong, who you could say are about anarchy, just smashing things, the Wolfman is about guilt. Shame and guilt. And I can relate. On the one hand, I was raised a very strict Catholic. And on the other hand, well, you can imagine what was going on the other hand, hence all the shame and guilt. Now, if you haven't seen the original 1941 version of The Wolfman, or if you haven't seen it in a long time, you should give it a look. It's great. There are some goofy things. For one, in the movie, Larry Talbot is the son of an English nobleman, Sir John Talbot, played by Claude Rains.
You know, Larry, but isn't it a sad commentary on our relationship that it took a hunting accident and your brother's death to bring you?
That is Sir John Talbot. And now here is his son. Listen to Lon Chaney Jr.'s expert British accent.
Well, it really isn't as bad as it sounds. I watched every bit of news about you. I was mighty proud when you won the Belden Prize for Research.
My God, he sounds just like Ringo. The Wolfman is full of father-son conflicts. Here's a spoiler alert. It's Larry's own father in the film who kills his son in the end. But the movie made Lon a star. And over the course of the next few years, Lon Chaney Jr. played every monster Universal Studios had. Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy. And he brought to those roles pretty much nothing. His job in the Frankenstein and the Mummy movies was to just walk around. And he did literally that. giving the roles none of the silent poetry that Boris Karloff seemed to so effortlessly give them. But every time he played the Wolfman, which he did four more times in the 1940s, that oh-so-haunted look would return to those big, sad, rummy eyes, and he knocked it out of the park every time. Lon Chaney Jr. ended his career in schlocky B-movies, stuff like 1959's The Alligator People, where he has classic lines like,
"Dirty, stinking, slimy gators. You bit my hand off, didn't you? Well, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life killing gators. The rest of my life."
Seems like an odd thing to dedicate yourself to.
I ain't never gonna stop shooting gators.
You know what I think is a fun hobby? Doing puzzles.
I ain't never gonna stop shooting gators.
There's another great bit in here that I'm going to throw in, apropos of nothing. When the heroine of the film realizes the result of the mad scientist's evil experiments.
Your patients are turning into alligators.
Alligator people.
Oh, alligator people. Lon Chaney Jr. died of heart failure in 1973. Because silent movies are not really enjoyed in the masses, he has easily eclipsed his father in the fame department, although Lord only knows what was going on in that head of his. His friends describe him as a sweet, yet terribly sad man.
The way you walked was thorny, through no fault of your own. But as the rain enters the soil, the river enters the sea, so tears run to a predestined end.
Ah, the Wolfman. You gotta see it.
I ain't never gonna stop shooting gators.
I know. I know.
And that's from the Dana Gould Hour podcast. You'll find more on bad films like The Alligator People, along with a good laugh on Dana's podcast. There's a link to find it at wordofmouthradio.org.